Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Circle F Farms invites you to Baxley, Georgia, October 10th and 11th for the 2025 annual production sale. Friday, October 10th, elite registered Brahman heifers and 300 plus top quality commercial F1 heifers. Saturday, October 11th, bulls, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlet, Red Angus, Angus, and F1s. Backed by proven genetics, Circle F cattle are built for performance, profitability, and your future. Sale info, videos, and online bidding details at ranchchannel.com and circleffarms.com. Circle F Farms, one of the largest Brahman herds in the Southeast.
A four-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a four-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling 80 bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and birchcreekangus.com. Birch Creek Angus, home of the four-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
According to Oklahoma State University livestock marketing specialist Daryl Peel, cattle producers, ranchers, consumers, policymakers, pretty much all of us are asking how high cattle prices will go, when they will reach a peak, and what happens after that peak. Questions about the cyclical peak in cattle prices and the trajectory of prices past the peak depend on factors that are still unknown at this time. Now, three quarters of 2025 have passed with no solid indication of heifer retention. The only direct data was the mid-year cattle report, which showed the lowest beef replacement heifer inventory in the history of that particular data set. The 2025 U.S. calf crop is projected to be the lowest since 1941, leading to the July estimate of feeder cattle supplies outside of feedlots that is the lowest ever for that data set. Industry response to rising cattle prices has been uncharacteristically slow to this point. The sharp decrease in beef cow slaughter, down roughly 40% since 2022, is enough to stabilize the cow herd at the current low level. The beef cow inventory could be fractionally larger in 2026, he says. However, the small beef replacement heifer inventory, down about 27% from the cyclical peak in 2017, means that prospects for herd growth in 2026 are very limited. Unless heifer retention accelerates late this year, herd growth in 2027, he says, will also be limited. Ultimately, the beef cattle industry appears to be on a slow path of rebuilding, and that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.